This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A glimmer of hope for rural landowners after the Senate passed a bill that takes on building and well drilling regulations put in place by the Supreme Court's Hearst decision. Moses Lake Senator Judy Warnock says it's a great day.
I'm ecstatic that we got it out. We didn't get as much bipartisan support as we wanted, but we did get bipartisan support, and now we're going to send it over to the House to hopefully get it through and maybe have some discussions about what the House would like to see done with the bill.
Whatcom County resident Zach Nutting reprised his impassioned plea at the Ways and Means Committee meeting when he dropped to his knees before the Senate Ag Committee meeting last week.
I'm Zach Nutting, the guy on his hands and knees in Whatcom County. I'm the father of four, soon to be five, in April. Got two full-size dogs that live in a two-bedroom mobile home that we sold to my mother back in August. Took a while to close, and when we closed, we found out that the 5 acres we bought, that with the money that we received from the sale, we're not allowed to build on. De facto, we're homeless.
Warnock feels good moving forward.
I'm confident. I've heard from some of the stakeholders that some of the bills, or at least one of the bills that's in the House, has some real good talking points and real good perspectives, so I'm confident that we're going to be able to get there this year.
Senate Bill 5239 passed the Senate on a 28-21 vote last Tuesday.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.